CGIAR Research Program on Rice, Africa. Rice Agricultural Economist, Mandia Edian, Africa Rice Lead, Flagship Project 1, Accelerating Impact and Equity. What is the importance of the Flagship 1 for Africa?
For the Flagship 1, I think it's really suitable. It sits well to the context of Africa because it addresses a lot of issues that the rice sector is facing in Africa. The flagship is articulated around six cluster of activities. One is foresight and targeting. Within this cluster, we just try to analyze to think about the future, what will happen in the future in the rice sector and how we have to deal with this. And as well for better targeting, because we have to inform decision makers and as well to inform the other research cluster of activity flagships about the need from the ground, from farmers, from the whole rice value chain actors. So for better targeting, we need these cluster of activities. The other cluster of activities is on gender and youth for inclusive development. As you know, gender is very important in the rice sector because they are part of they are occupying very huge part in the rice development sector, because usually in developing countries, at least around 75% come from women in terms of production. So it's very important for developing countries. And for this course of activities, we see how we can empower women and how we can increase, first we need to understand the opportunity and concerns that the women and youth are facing, and to have to develop a business model that suits to women and youth for better development and better integration in the rice value sector. The third one is on innovation and upscaling. You know, innovation is very important. We have, as you may know, we have research on rice has developed many technologies, and this technique need to be at the beneficiary level. So we need the first innovation, and for this innovation to be appropriate by the beneficiary, they need to be round up in terms of in groups through innovation platforms to let them discuss, to understand their own consent, and to define how they have to deal with it, with this. And if this the technology that are introduced in this platform are appropriated by the beneficiary, now we have to upscale it to reach more beneficiary within this. This is mainly what this course of activities on innovation and upscaling will deal with. And we have another one on seed delivery. You know, the main problem in Africa is seed, because at least 9% that is of seed sown in Africa come from informal sector. So we need for quality seed to really organize the seed system, how we can produce high quality seeds and use it as well. And for this we need a lot of training, capacity development, capacity building, and as well a well functioning of the distribution at the delivery level. So this is very important as well, because as you know, seed is a first material for rice for production. And the other one is on the I think the fifth one is the impact assessment. And you know, if we have to give feedback to the other researchers and as well to give feedback to policymakers, we have to really see where are the impact of our research, because this flagship is mainly for accelerating impact and equity. So impact is very important, because you cannot know where you will go if you don't have really the impact of what you have developed and what you have delivered to the general audience. So this is very important. We will conduct many impact studies to have what are really the impact of them. And the last course of the activity is on monitoring and evaluation, because as you know, we are accountable to our donors and as well our ourselves. So we have to have a better tracking of to measure what we have really achieved. And for that, we need a very efficient monitoring and evaluation system, as well for learning, because we learn from what we achieved. Yeah, so it's very important. These are basically the six course of activities that cover this flagship project. And as I said, at the beginning, it's very important for Africa, because we are already facing all this. We need all this. To deal with all this issue: foresight analysis, seed women integration, youth integration, and impact as well, to see what the impact for to better target investment in the future.
What are its priorities and target countries?
The activities depend on the budget. If the time, the resources we have to implement all these activities, that's why as the budget is not that big, we selected main African countries where there are very high potential for rice development, like Nigeria, Tanzania, and Senegal, where the rice sector is very important. If you take the case of Nigeria, is the first rice importer in the region. Senegal is the third one, and policymakers are very interested to develop their rice sector to really reach self-sufficiency. So that's why we, for this level of budget, we just focus on these three countries.
For more information, visit www.africarice.org.